It's a potluck Monday, giving you all the leftovers from the weekend. This is the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, WalletHub.com, you've heard of them before. They are a website that does a lot of surveys and such.
Right.
And
the best of the best, the worst of the worst.
Exactly. And one I found very interesting today, they are out with the safest cities in America.
All right.
And I thought we could take a look at the top five here.
These always surprise me.
Yeah. And so, let's see, taking a look at the top five. Coming in, we've got Gilbert, Arizona at number five.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of these places I've never even heard of before.
I actually have heard of Gilbert. Actually, I don't know if it's Gilbert or it could be Gilbert's. You know what?
This one is not plural.
You know what? I was going to say, I was just in Gilbert's plural Illinois
really?
This weekend.
Well,
so that's what I'm confusing it with. But I know a few people who've moved out there. I think it's a pretty
it's by like
growing,
a
popular
Chandler
area.
It's in Maricopa County, just southeast of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it's like you said, one of those upcoming areas.
Right.
Coming in at number two, Columbia, Maryland.
Never heard of it.
No, come on.
Columbia, no, I
Maryland,
really haven't.
I think, isn't that like a pretty big, now I've got to look because.
I've heard of Columbia, I guess I say Missouri, but that's Columbus.
Columbia, New York. Yeah, Columbia, Maryland. It's a, it's one of the principal cities in the Baltimore metropolitan area.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But I will never forget it now.
Yes, and it is number four of the safest cities in America, just outside Baltimore, of all places.
Interesting, yeah.
Coming in at number three, Warwick, Rhode Island.
Okay.
That was my best drums, you know.
Better than I could do, yeah. So we'll take it.
Warwick, Rhode Island, coming in at number three. Number two, South Burlington, Vermont.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure there's many hipsters running around. And
I picture that being very picturesque.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilly, lots of cheese.
Everybody's listening to, like, just fish music just going on all the time. And coming in at number one on the safest cities in the United States, Nashua, New Hampshire.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good for Nashua.
Nashua was twice, get this, this is not the first honor for Nashua. It has been twice named the best place to live in America in annual surveys by Money Magazine. It's the only city to get that ranking twice in 1987 and 1998. So, you know, I mean, that was a long time ago, but still.
Yeah.
It's still safest, even after all these years. And it's the second largest city in the state. So there you go.
There's all of three people live there.
Yeah.
It's very safe.
Very safe. A few others of note. I went for our top, you know, the top four most populous cities in the United States. And we've got coming in last, Los Angeles, the number two city is number 143 in the safest cities.
Okay.
Chicago comes in at number 135. New York, 132, and Houston at number 126, safest. You want to know what the what's pulling up last on the list here? And this is totally a surprise.
Somewhere in Florida, I don't know.
Yes, yeah, of all places, Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Yeah, is the number 182 on the list of safest cities in the United States. So there you go. There's something to think about when you're out there hitting the road.
Stay safe, everyone.
I still think I kind of would rather go to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. I chose my vacation based on safety.
Yeah, Rob, you can go to Nashua, New Hampshire or Fort Lauderdale. Nashua, New Hampshire is the safest place in the United States, according to the survey. Meanwhile, Fort Lauderdale is at the end of that list. Where do you want to go? I'm going to Florida.
I think the risk of actually getting there,
yeah,
you know,
right,
is probably going to weigh it out. I don't know.
All right.
Well, Rob.
You're going to talk a little online safety here.
I am. Speaking of safest place.
Right. The internet is
online
not.
Online is not the safest place.
The internet is actually the last. It's like every list of safest place, no matter what it is.
Yes.
Safest place in the universe. Internet last.
It is. It really is. And especially for kids, for good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, you know, being a parent and having to censor everything that your kids
right?
see, because there's a lot of bad stuff out there, a lot of scary stuff. But Facebook well known, if kids 13 and under aren't supposed to have accounts.
They're not supposed
but
to.
But they do. And a lot of young kids have it. So Facebook, I think, knows this and realizes kids are going to be on it, even though the company says, you know, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, because they have very stringent rules and very the ways of finding out how old people are and questionnaires and all that type of stuff. So they take that very seriously.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Right.
But they've come out with an app. It's a messaging app, and it's basically just for kids to talk with their parents.
Okay.
Is linked through the parents' Facebook account. So the parents decide who you can be friends with. They are the only ones that can delete messages. So, it's very controlled.
Okay.
I imagine, I don't have kids, but I'm sure it's pretty scary when you've got
a
teenager who, is allowed to have their own account or, your 10, 11-year-old, all their friends have an account. What do you do?
You wonder who's talking to them, who's trying to...
Yeah.
Get in touch with them. And this way you'll know.
So they'll have access, but the parents basically are calling all the shots.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. So.
And then let's go from, let's see, we went from safest cities, we went from online safety. Let's go to safety on the road.
Safest cars, and, or at least flashiest cars.
I think this would be very unsafe for me, getting behind something like this.
A little too much power. So if you're looking for, any last minute Christmas gifts, hop in an SUV Lamborghini.
Whoa.
We all have that in our budget, right?
Yeah.
So Lamborghini, for the first time, has come out with an SUV. And more luxury car makers, you've got, Bentley, Mercedes, they've all kind of joined the SUV craze. Which, the first time I saw, I think it was the Porsche SUV, I thought, if I had the money
I wouldn't,
to buy a Porsche, I'm not going to spend it
on
an SUV.
I'm not buying the Cayenne or whatever it is,
Right. So, yeah, a Lamborghini is out with the Urus, I believe it's pronounced.
They all look so cookie cutter.
They do.
They all
There's
look
no
exactly
distinguishing,
the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Porsche, but it might as well look like a Mazda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's really nothing distinguishable about it. I didn't even realize high-end SUVs didn't even exist in 2006, I think was the first year, 2007, that they first started coming out. Now you see them everywhere. But they've become really popular. They more than quadrupled in sales since 2010. So, people like their SUVs.
They do. They like the crossover. It's all a status symbol. You pull up to the school, you pull up to the grocery store, and you've got your, the badge on the car is the only thing that means anything,
Yeah.
I've been looking all over. I don't see a price for it, though. You figure a regular Lamborghini is going to set you back, like minimum $250,000.
Yeah.
I mean, what's this?
It's so expensive. They're not even going to release the cost. That you have to go in and meet with a salesman to find out.
You know what? It looks like it's going to be £165,000. So I don't know what that is to dollars, but it looks like it is going to be, about what I said. It's going to be about $222,000 for one of these.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, Jennifer, we were going to exchange gifts this year, right?
Yeah, of course.
And we had a $250,000 limit, I thought. Yeah. Hey, a couple national days to look at real quick. It's National Sock Day. And you've heard me say it before. I look forward to a point in my life where I never have to wear socks again.
You want to be in a climate, a work environment, whatever, that socks
exactly. No
don't
socks,
need
no shoes. Shoes, as Peter Griffin calls them, foot prisons. I never want to do it, but there are a lot of people who love their socks, and they wear very stylish socks. So the big deal is today you're supposed to take pictures of your funky socks and put them on social media, hashtag National Sock Day.
How many people are wearing socks today that actually match is what I want to know.
I know. I don't think I am. I don't think I am. My tube socks, they definitely...
They might be a match.
They kind of match, yeah. It's also National Dice Day, and I'm not talking about Andrew Dice Clay.
Let's hope not.
The origin, and I find this very interesting. The origin of dice, like actual dice, unknown. They don't know how.
Really?
They don't know how dice started. However,
they've just always been there.
Yeah, they have. They've been around for thousands of years. Now, at the at the Burnt City, which is an archaeological site in southeastern Iran. The oldest known dice were excavated as part of a 5,000-year-old backgammon game.
Wow.
So
At least.
And the funny thing about that game is they were still playing it. It was still going on. They were still playing that game of backgammon.
There was a Monopoly game right next to it, too. It was crazy.
It was weird, yeah. That had dice as well, yeah. The day that I can't even speak at the end here. I don't know what's going on. It must be too much potluck.
It's Monday is what's going on.
But something that I hope to be celebrating a lot very soon, it's National Cookie Day.
Ooh.
All right, favorite cookie. If you had to reach into the cookie jar and you were going to pull out, what's Jennifer's favorite cookie?
You know, lately my favorite cookie, Potbelly's sugar cookie.
Ooh.
Not a huge sugar cookie fan, but there's something about the Potbelly. Like, I think it's only sugar and butter. And when they're warm.
The secret ingredient is butter and sugar.
But I go with that.
Okay. I'm going to go with, I love me some of those Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies with the chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I used to like them with the chocolate and the raspberry, but that's a whole different story.
You ruined it for you.
You ruined it for me. Just go with the chocolate and Milano. Or else, you know what? A big glass of milk and some Oreos. There's nothing better.
A good old-fashioned chocolate chip cookie.
That too. The Chips Ahoy. A Chips Ahoy would be good.
Yeah. You know?
And you know what? The morning feed goes with everything.
It does.
Which is why you should go to our podcast channels on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher and subscribe and review us. Or also check us out on Facebook. We're also there for the most part, most of the time. I'm doing a pretty good job with it, Jennifer. I'm feeling very confident.
I can
confident.
Tell. You sound very confident. Most of the time, usually.
I know.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, usually. Give it a look. Anyway. All right. This has been a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob Wolfrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.